Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Good news and bad news when it comes to dating apps. At least one in five new marriages can now be traced back to a dating app.
Are you telling me I have to download them again?
No, because this next statistic is very important. A new study also shows that online daters are less happy in their marriages.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Keeping them off my phone.
There's good news and there's bad news. All right, let's get Melissa on. This one's a little complicated. She matched with her ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend on Hinge. Explain, Melissa.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for calling. All right, this one sounds juicy. What you got?
Yeah. So I am like a late 20s bisexual woman. I was with my ex Matt for like 4 years, and we broke up. We stayed friends. But I've been on dating apps, and he was in a relationship right after our relationship, and I've been seeing his ex-girlfriend, and I don't want anything to do with you. I'm not interested in any way. So I've just been swiping left, not matching. And I opened my app the other day, and I see her. And she liked my profile on Hinge. And I didn't know what to do with that. So I'm wondering if she knows who I am, and she's wanting to talk. I don't know. Or if she just matched with me and doesn't know who I am. So I'm in a little bit of a dilemma here.
So this was the woman he dated right after the two of you broke up.
Yes.
I would be hard pressed to believe she doesn't know who you are.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how you wouldn't know who I am, but then I'm like, so then if you do know who I am, why are you matching with me?
Mm.
I am absolutely impressed with your discipline, because I would have absolutely reach back out to find out what her motivation was right off the bat. Because my knee-jerk reaction is that I don't have a knee-jerk reaction. I don't know. I don't know. Except maybe she wanted some info on him, but there are other ways to stalk you.
Yeah, see, that's what I keep my socials like pretty private. So I'm like, I don't know. But then I don't know. I feel like she didn't. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. So then I'm like, okay. So originally I didn't. When I reached out to you guys, I didn't have an update. But she ended up messaging me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she kind of played it off like she didn't know.
And because you and him have remained friends. When she liked your profile on Hinge, have you said anything to him at all?
Oh, yeah. I texted him right away.
Oh, you did? And what did he say?
Before I even responded, I was just like, guess who matched with me or who liked me? And he was just like, no way. Like, that didn't happen. And so I, like, screenshotted it. I sent it to him. And he's just like, I said the same thing. I'm like, do you think she knows? And he's like, she has to.
Yeah.
So did he know before this that she's bi also?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He knew when they were together.
He's got a type.
Okay. Which is funny, because it's like, even looking at her profile, I think that her and I would be friends. But after everything that, because I tried, you guys read my email.
Yes.
No. Yeah,
I did.
I did.
What do we need to know for the guys on the show that didn't read the email?
No, I mean she's covered it most of it. But go ahead, Melissa. If there's anything else you want to add from the email.
Yeah, I tried to stay friends with him when they were together, and she wanted nothing to do with it. Like, she wouldn't even meet me. She wouldn't form her own opinion. She didn't want anything to do with me when they were together. And she was like, basically, she was the reason him and I couldn't stay friends when they were together.
Got it.
It's funny now that she wants to meet me now.
Did the two of them break up badly?
She broke up with him over text.
So yes, I would say yes.
All right. Mm-hmm.
After being together for a year and a half. So
are you attracted to her?
To her, no.
Yeah. Oh.
There's no point. There's no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I don't want to meet up with her. Not now.
Okay, so there's no combo then. So
you're just curious about her motives?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if she knew who I was, and then if she didn't, I'm like, girl, move along.
And you did include in your email that your ex is curious what she's up to and why she's doing this.
I would be too.
Yeah, so, I mean, he wanted to know because he's like, she has to know what you look like. And I'm like, I don't know. I changed my hair. I never met her. So unless she stalked me like I stalked her.
Hey, do you have some free time?
Yeah.
Do it.
Do what?
Meet up with her. Figure out what her deal is.
Why meet up? That's an investment of time. Why can't you just, go ahead, Mom.
I did tell her. I told her who I was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So she messaged you. You told her who you were. And then where is it at now?
So I'm too nice. I was just like, hey, I'm assuming that you don't know that I'm Matt's ex. And then she was like, oh, I didn't. I'm so sorry. I just wanted you to know. And then she never messaged back, which is honestly fine with me.
Yeah. Okay. Either that or hit her up and with some honesty and just go, okay, really, what is this all about? And see if she responds to that.
Yeah, you think I should?
At this point, I would just write the whole thing off, Melissa.
Yeah.
The fact that she didn't respond to you after you told her, you know, y'all established who you are, I think tells you all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Would I love it for radio for you to reach back to her and then hit us back and just see what she says? Yes. But for your own mental health and drama, I'd say stay away from it also.
Okay. I appreciate the help.
All right. Well, if you decide to do the unhealthy thing, hit us back. Okay?
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. It's The Bird Show.
Hey, The Bird Show.